everyone, I'm Deb and this is Cosmopolitics. Cosmopolitics is a podcast simultaneously uplifting and criticizing popular culture in the U District, Seattle, on our phones, and beyond. Fundamentally, Cosmopolitics is about asking and answering the question of why does culture matter? So Monday was Indigenous Peoples Day. Weirdly enough, when I checked my Google Calendar, it also listed Columbus Day. I don't know why they listed both. I mean, I feel like we as a society have moved past celebrating genocide and colonization. Actually, we haven't. No, I don't think so. But pretty relevant for today's episode of Cosmopolitics because I'm going to be talking a little bit about a show that I feel like a lot of us have learned to love, especially because this recently hit Netflix during the pandemic, during kind of like the sort of around the peak of the pandemic. So, you know, when you're a college kid, when you're a high school kid, when you're a student, when you got nothing to do, I mean, what are you going to do? Right? So this is super relevant for this discussion because this is a show that takes place during a war. It talks colonization and colonialism. It talks genocide. And I think that it has modern entertainment's best show of character and personality growth. But more importantly, it is a celebration and showcase of Indigenous and Asian characters. You guessed it, or maybe you didn't. Today, I'm going to be talking about Avatar: The Last Airbender, the cartoon series that we all, well, most of us, some of us, watched on Nickelodeon or on Netflix now, not to be confused with the absolute atrocity of a live-action movie and potential horror of a live-action series. Today, I'm going to be joined by UW freshman Ava Lim to talk about this show because it is a show that she also very much loves, maybe more than I do. Who knows? Let's just get right into it. Okay, perfect. First of all, thanks for being here again. I guess kind of before I like really just like get into everything, I just kind of want to ask, since you are a freshman, how is your year going? Because I know this is kind of a weird year, nothing really like before, so how's that going for you?
Yeah, it's been really interesting to have all of my classes be online, especially after coming back from literally like 6 months of sitting in my room. I am in Wind Ensemble, which is, we're doing socially distanced chamber groups, though. So I get to be on campus for 35 minutes a week.
Oh, wait, that's super cool, though. So you could, like, actually see people, because I know that for all my clubs that I'm in, we're basically just meeting on Zoom. So I kind of feel bad for the freshmen, because they can't really meet everyone in person. Yeah. Cool. Well, that's good. I'm really glad that it's going all well, because, like, honestly, for me, freshman year was kind of just, like, daunting, even just everything was normal and everything, you know? Yeah, okay. So kind of just now we can bridge into what I want to talk about today is Avatar: The Last Airbender, the cartoon series. I think basically everyone I know that's watched at least a little bit of it loves it, you know? Everyone kind of just got into it because it came on Netflix really recently, and it was during like the pandemic, so everyone's like, ooh, we gotta watch it, especially if they've never watched it before. So I just want to ask, like, when did you first kind of get into Avatar? Like, did you get into it when you were little, or did you watch it for the first time when it came out on Netflix this year? How'd that go for
you? I was into it when I was little. So I have an older brother, he's 5 years older than me, so he was actually watching it when it came out, and I was, like, there watching, but obviously don't really remember my first time watching it. And then, I remember when I got a little bit older, I was like, oh my god, Avatar: The Last Airbender, I totally forgot what happens, but I know it's, like, the best show ever. So I actually went and bought every single DVD of the show. So even before it came on Netflix, I would get to binge watch on my, like, 22 DVD set, which is pretty awesome.
Wait, I really love that. Because I remember when I was little, I first watched it, like, whatever episodes I could watch when it came on Nickelodeon, just whenever I was playing. And then, like, I remember I watched a few episodes and I thought it was good, but, like, to be honest, I wasn't really allowed to watch a ton of TV, so it was just, like, whenever I could. But then I remember, like, I think it was in, like, eighth grade or something, I literally just pirated everything. Yeah. I think that's how it is with, like, all, like, animated series, to be honest. Yeah. So, like, I think that a lot of us enjoy it because it's genuinely, like, a good show. I feel like, you know, like, plot line and the characters and everything, we love it. But, like, I guess, for you personally, what kind of draws you to Avatar? What kind of makes this important to you?
Avatar, I think it's really important to me because there's just so much I learned from it. There's so many things that you learn even without really having the show explain it to you. Like, when I watch Avatar, you hear all these things that make so much sense, but it doesn't really hit you that you're learning a lesson until afterwards. And then also the amount of, like, Asian representation in television is really an awesome thing, to see all these people that, like, look like you, and even though they're not technically from, like, Asia, I guess, like, they're inspired by these people. It's really cool to see that representation.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of significance from Avatar when it comes to just, like, learning things. But also just, like, it hits on so many important issues. Like, I, like, because I feel like for something that's supposed to be a kid's show, it, you know, it talks about, like, colonialism and genocide and, you know, imperialism. And it talks about, you know, war and misogyny. And on the other hand, female empowerment or feminism. And there's so much more, you know? And I feel like that's so significant that, you know, a supposedly kids show talks about these things. So, like, I mean, I can't really think about, like, when I first watched it, but do you feel like those were kind of the messages you were getting as a child? And do you think it's, like, important that kids are kind of having access to these ideas, like, growing up in television and stuff?
I think it's really significant, even if they aren't fully understanding mm-hmm. the concepts of the problems that are going on, it's really important to get these ideas rolling, in especially in kids' minds, that it just, like, introduces them to this idea of these really tough topics in a way that isn't super harsh. Like, in Avatar, a children's show, like, they're introducing these topics in a way that isn't going to scare them or harm them in any way. It's just something that gets the ideas rolling in their mind, which is really important at a young age.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, like, in sort of in relation, like, one of the things that a lot of, I guess, I'll say more conservative adults tend to say, like, this is a little bit of a tangent, but, like, I know that some of them, you'll see, this is really common, you know, it's been going on forever. Like, they're like, oh, I don't want to see, like, gay relationships in shows because it's a bad influence and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think that kind of ties into all of this, you know? Like, these are a lot of important issues. And honestly, we're probably better off learning about them than not. And I guess it sort of just ties into kind of what the country is kind of like right now. Do you think that the content of what, this is just something I've kind of been thinking about, but, like, do you think that the contents of Avatar, the series, you know, relevant to kind of what the country looks like right now? Because I know that to a lot of people, to most of us, it seems very chaotic, regardless of what angle you're coming from. Like, do you think there are lessons to be learned from this show?
Oh, for sure. One of the big ones I see, especially in what's happening today, is the entire second season, this, we get into, we finally make it into the city, we make it into Ba Sing Se, and we come into this land that is just ruled by somebody that is unfair to its people, and it's an example of capitalistic rulership and poverty. Like, to come in to Ba Sing Se and then to have to go through the rings as if they were class systems is something that is, you would never see in a different show. And I think you can get such an important message away from that when you look at a show like Avatar and you can apply that to your world as looking at it from an outside lens. I think you can really see the similarities between the two things.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know if I personally saw it like that growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do think that it, like, definitely affected how I saw the world, sort of. Like, sort of on, like, my next-ish topic, I think that there's a lot of really interesting character development throughout the whole series. Mm-hmm. And one of the most interesting things, like, I don't think I cared that much when I was younger, but I do know that when I rewatched some of the show recently, when it came on Netflix, and I started thinking about the show again, and, like, I know everyone talks about the character development of Zuko, which I totally vibe with that, and I think it's a really important one. But I also like to think about sort of the character development of Sokka, because I think that's a clear that's sort of the place where you can see a lot of sort of the learning regarding, like, misogyny and stuff. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, like, I think I definitely see that now, more that since I, like, actually care about that kind of stuff now, you know? But I think it's really relevant, just, like, kind of like your points, like, we kind of see that when we're little, and then it sort of affects us growing up. And, yeah, so on that note, I kind of want to ask, like, you can talk a little bit more on what your thoughts are on that, but what are some, like, I guess if we want to get more into specifics, like, what are some other, like, really specific moments or characters or relationships or anything that you really feel, like, stuck with you for the series?
One of the ones that stuck with me, especially in the point you're talking about Sokka and his development, was in, I think, the third episode when he meets Suki for the first time. That is something that is such a clear message. Like, you really don't have to analyze it at all. Like, man who totally undervalues women goes and sees this awesome league of female fighters and just turns his life around, basically. He goes from thinking, what, who captured me, who are these, I can't believe women could ever do this, to being like, oh my god, I love you, you're such a badass woman, like, that's something that I will always remember as, like, such a cool moment of development for Sokka, and, like, even for little kids, like, oh, girls have cooties, like, oh my god, girls could never do this, to being like, oh my gosh, she's actually really cool. Just, like, simple development like that. And then I think the other scene that sticks with me the most is on the beach, where Zuko, Azula, Ty Lee, and Mei are talking about their problems, basically. And Zuko starts, like, complaining about his life, and he's obviously very frustrated and angry, and people start asking, like, what are you angry at, Zuko? Yeah, what are you angry at? And he goes, I'm angry at myself. And that's something that I just relate to so much, and it's something that I can look at and I can see myself in this character, and I can see that, like, it's like watching somebody grow up, kind of. It's this character development that you realize that he's having such a struggle in his life, but he's still doing it. It's inspiring. So, yeah, those are my...
Yeah, I definitely think with, like, Zuko, in my opinion, from like the first episode through even just like through, you know, the Korra series,
mm-hmm.
I feel like honestly at the beginning, like, I think Zuko is definitely set up to be older than like the main like Team Avatar gang,
mm-hmm.
But I still feel like in terms of the way he matures, he really just starts as like a child, to be mm-hmm. honest, because like really if given like everything that he went through, he really just is a kid. And then it's sort of just his journey of maturing and realizing what's going on beyond his, you know, like Fire Nation bubble, you know, because
mm-hmm.
and I think that's so relatable, because I think that's what a lot of us are just kind of going through. Like, I think it's a different perspective, you know. Zuko is like, he suffered a lot of abuse, but he's still, you know, part of the Fire Nation, a group that really just created a lot of trauma and genocide and stuff. And I think that's like an interesting storyline to follow and just show his development in contrast with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think there's just a lot of layers to everything about Avatar that a lot of us just appreciate. I see a lot of stuff related to Avatar personally on my Instagram, like popular feed. Like, I don't even know why, because I don't actively seek it out, but it shows up. But I see a lot of like discourse regarding like Azula and Zuko, and whether certain characters are redeemable or not. So I don't know if you're kind of 100% aware of kind of what I'm talking about, or if not. But I guess, like, I don't know, it's just like a really broad question about people and society and stuff. But like, I guess, do you have any thoughts regarding that? You know, a lot, I think the big one that people are asking, like, are like, is Azula redeemable? You know, like, I think that she definitely suffered abuse and stuff, and but still, you know, she did a lot of harm. So what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that whole, I see on social media a lot, like, opinion, Azula should have had a redemption arc sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Azula's arc. And I don't know if this makes a difference to your question, but I wouldn't change it at all. the fact that we get to see her just fall into this pit of like despair, and you can see so clearly that the trauma that she suffered as a child is just coming back to bite her in this moment, because she's finally getting what she wanted. She's finally going to become the Fire Lord, and you can see her that she's becoming a Fire Lord, and all of a sudden it's not enough because her mother never loved her. And this trauma, it's so prevalent in her character, but I think that it's a lot of the reason why she came to want to cause all this harm. And for me, I think even if this trauma wasn't the main factor for her causing all the harm, she is a redeemable character, because she went through so much, and I don't know if you read the comics. I haven't actually read the comics, but she continues to try, and she doesn't do, like, this isn't consuming her life purpose to be a terrible person. She's just trying to get her mother's love and trying to be happy. And in the way her brain, which is suffering from trauma and mental illness, is having her do that is by causing this destruction and going after her brother, the one that she thinks took her mother's love from her. I think that she is able to heal from that. I think it was something that was caused from her past, and she can make it back from that. I don't think that because she did all those horrible things, even if she wanted to, I don't think it was something that can make it so she's never going to be a good person again.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, to be honest, my thoughts on that fully just aren't developed, but I like don't think that I don't think that a person isn't redeemable, you know? Mm-hmm. And I personally agree, like I get that some people might have wanted to see a redemption arc in the show, but I don't know, I think it really just showed it really well. You know, I think that overall I feel pretty happy about the way the show went and the way it continued. But yeah, I haven't read the comics either, but I really do want to.
Me too.
Yeah, I have a friend who is like really into the series and she loves the Kiyoshi comics. She loves Kiyoshi. Mm. And so that's something I really want to get into also. I think that's interesting. Yeah. But yeah, sort of segueing often from like storyline kind of stuff. I remember when Avatar came onto Netflix and I was telling all my friends, hey, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. And I annoyed them a lot about it. But so I know that like some of them were like, okay, I'll get on it. And they like love it. But I still have a few friends who are like, wait, but it's like a cartoon show. Isn't that for kids? What is your take on that? Like, what are your thoughts on like watching cartoons? Is it like appropriate or do you think that it's like, I don't know. Give me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, we are still kids. I don't know if any of us aren't. I really think there's an inner child in all of us. And even if you aren't, if you don't think that you have that aspect of you anymore, you were at one point. Like, it's not like you can't relate to this at all. I think it's an amazing experience to have, no matter your maturity level or your age. And going back to how you said when it came on Netflix, I got to watch the entire show with one of my close friends together for the first time. And it was their first time watching. And to see somebody watching the show for the first time is like magical. It's like, it's so incredible. You get to see them react to all the things that you like sort of remember from the first time, and you wish you had that experience of just going through the whole series and being shocked by whatever is going on. It was really cool to be able to experience that secondhand viewing. And now it's, like, his favorite thing in the world. Like, it's, like, Appa is his phone background. It's super cute.
Ah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a few, like, I just have a few Appa stickers on my computer right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we love that. Yeah, no, I think there's a lot kind of to be taken away from Avatar. And I think it's just has such, like, a big cultural presence also. Because I think as soon as it, like, gain popularity again through Netflix this year, it just like it kind of dominated everything. Like personally for me, I saw it everywhere, and a lot of people who probably wouldn't have watched it like started watching it and loving it and everything. Yeah,
it's so cool to see something you've always loved suddenly become part of like pop culture. And there's been like ideas on like gatekeeping Avatar, being like, I was a fan before it came on Netflix, that sort of thing. But I love the increased popularity. I think nothing bad has happened from more people watching the show and sharing great memes and doing all this stuff. I can't wait for all the Halloween costumes. It's gonna be like so cool, amazing, incredible. So yeah, I think it's everything is good.
yeah. No, yeah, I'm really glad, because I know that like shows like Avatar, you know, they are animated typically, and I guess I would consider Avatar anime, I guess, and I don't think that's something that's usually regarded super positively like in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really cool that everyone's kind of just into it, because I know that previously everyone would be like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know.
The world has taken it well. And for good reason.
Oh, for sure. Like, honestly, even my mom was watching it the other day, because she's always so busy with stuff, and she's like, no, let's see this series, and she really liked it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cool. I just have to ask, since I kind of was talking a little, since we're talking a little bit more on, like, the cartoon aspect of this, have you ever seen the Avatar movie, the live action?
Funny story. I watched the Avatar movie in theaters. Literally, when it came out, my whole family went to the theater and we were so excited, and there was one other person there, and we just sat there, like, horrified.
Oh my gosh.
It was, like, I don't remember a lot of when I watched the season the first time, but I remember watching the movie for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going there, and my mom and my brother were just like, oh my god, what the hell just happened? And, yeah, I recently, like, have been rewatching some of the scenes just to remember how bad it was, and it's just like, oh my god, they really ruined the show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you can make something this amazing so terrible. But they did it. Yeah. It's no good.
Yeah, it's so not good. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of issues in there. Yeah. But I think that's a conversation for another day, because I could go really into that.
I know, me
but,
too.
But, yeah. Related to that, I am curious, are you kind of aware of the fact that there's a live-action series in the works currently? What are your thoughts on that? I'm curious.
Okay, I was really excited. And because the original creators were on the show, I was like, well, the original creators definitely have respect for literally their work, so I assume it's going to be a lot better. And then they decided to drop it, and I was like, oh god. The only reason they would do that, I mean, I guess there's a lot of reasons, but in my mind, the only reason that they would do that is because, the people producing the show weren't, like, being respectful to their decisions, which means it's not gonna be what the creators wanted, which to me means it's not gonna be as good. So yeah, that was really, really disappointing for me.
Yeah, I think I was super duper excited when I first heard about it. I was like, yay, it might not be all white.
Yeah.
And exactly. I have a feeling that that's what's actually going to happen since the creators, like, dropped out. It's, I mean, like, I've read a little bit just, like, along the grapevine about, like, based on people who, like, write for shows and stuff, they're like, yeah, because, like, I know that specifically the creators, they cited, like, creative differences, and a lot of times that has to do kind of with the storyline, because I know there were rumors about them wanting to, like, age up characters, but then the other big thing usually has to do with who is acting in the shows, because, I don't know, it's just so disappointing. I just always think back to the movies where they took these characters that are supposedly, you know, if you're considering the regions, like, people who are supposed to be indigenous, Asian, you know, they were played by white people, and I just, that's so disappointing. I mean, not surprising, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible. They took, like, it's such an important part of Avatar is where they came from, especially the water tribe, just having that be dominated by, like, these, like, the water tribe is supposed to be indigenous people, which have arguably less representation than Asian people in the media, and then for them to just be like, oh, well, here you go, white people are easier to get, whatever, yeah, it's disgusting, and, but I will say, there's the only good thing that came out of the movie is the actor for Yue in the movie is the voice actor for Asami in Korra. So
yeah. When I learned that, that was awesome. I love Asami.
Yeah. I love Asami.
Yeah,
too.
I like could go off on a tangent about like everything that Korra is like good for and everything. But yeah. Anyways, okay, so that is all we have for today. Thanks so much for, like, joining me and talking about Avatar and being on. Really enjoyed talking to you about a lot of important things for this super cool show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to spread the greatness of Avatar. Maybe we can get a few more people watching.
Absolutely. More viewers, the better.
Yep.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, hits close to home for a lot of us. And, you know, for some of us, it should hit close to home, depending on who you are. There's a lot to be learned and a lot to be enjoyed from the series. This is a show that honestly would have been good for a lot of us growing up. And some of us still kind of need to learn the lessons that Avatar is teaching. So, you know, go watch it if you haven't. It's on Netflix. Most of you have Netflix. Or, you know, pirate it. Reparations, capitalism, you know, all that jazz. Anyways, spread the good word about this forever relevant show. Goodbye, everyone. Be well and stay safe.